Though Ontario announced an end to COVID-related restrictions, the region's top doctor is reminding residents the pandemic is not over, and urging people to voluntarily continue with public health measures such as wearing masks indoors. Although the province has decided to lift mask requirements in most public settings, including schools, stores and restaurants, by March 21, it does not mean that the COVID-19 pandemic is over or that the risk of infection has been eliminated, said Dr. Charles Gardner, Medical Officer of Health for the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit, in a news release. Learning to live with COVID-19 requires that everyone take responsibility for assessing their personal level of risk and taking precautions when out in public. Gardner noted there is still a high rate of community transmission in Simcoe Muskoka region. As of March 3, the health unit reported a 7-day average of about 71 new cases, which is down significantly from about 671 at the beginning of January. It's still a far cry from the health unit's baseline goal of fewer than 6 new cases per day. There were 4 COVID deaths, 7 new hospitalizations, and 2 ICU admissions reported last week. A news release from the health unit reiterated its stance on the importance of vaccination and personal behaviors to protect health, such as staying home when you are ill, diligent hand hygiene, and maintaining physical distance and mask use. About 77% of the entire population, including children, of Simcoe Muskoka has 2 doses of a COVID vaccine, and 45.8% has 3 doses. Vaccination remains an essential tool to reduce the spread of COVID-19, stated the health unit news release. The health unit strongly encourages those who are eligible to get vaccinated as soon as they can, including a booster dose for eligible individuals aged 12 years and older, which helps to reduce transmission, the risk for severe illness and the chance of being hospitalized if infected. Though the province does not require businesses to check for proof of vaccination, or have staff and patrons wear masks past March 21, individual businesses may require one or both of those things. The health unit offers some guidance on this matter on its website, and encourages business owners to seek legal advice. For more on COVID-19, vaccines and current public health safety measures and requirements, visit the health unit website at www.smdhu.org/COVID-19.